Blog Talk Radio. It doesn't matter. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Prolific Fire. I'm your humble host, Prophetess Stacy. Thank you, thank you, thank you, everybody, for taking the time to be with me on tonight. I pray that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you on tonight. The first song I played was Jesus Reigns Forever by Jacqueline Carr. The second song, Extravagant, by Stephanie Gretzinger. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you tonight, Lord God, for what you're going to do right here on Prolific Fire tonight, Lord God. Person listening under the sound of my voice, God, whether they're listening on the phone line, whether they're listening online through the podcast, through iTunes, however they're listening tonight, God, or next week, God, or whenever, God, I pray that you bless them and bless them mightily, Lord God. Now, as you sit me down, God, and you stand up mightily through me tonight, Lord God, that you be the one that feeds your people on tonight. And for that, God, I give your name the glory. Amen. Tonight, the foundational text comes from Genesis chapter 9, and I'm going to read verses 18 to 25 from the Amplified Bible. The sons of Noah who came out of the ark were Shem and Ham and Japheth. Ham would become the father of Canaan. These are the three sons of Noah, and from these men, the whole earth was populated and scattered with inheritance. And Noah began to farm and cultivate the ground, and he planted a vineyard. He drank some of the wine and became drunk, and he was uncovered and lay exposed in his tent. Ham, the father of Canaan, saw by accident the nakedness of his father, and to his father's shame, told his brothers outside. So Shem and Japheth took a robe and put it on both their shoulders and walked backwards and covered the nakedness of their father. Their face were turned away so that they did not see their father's nakedness. When Noah awoke from his wine in due stupor, the Message Bible said when he woke up from his hangover, he knew what his younger son Ham had done to him. So he said, "Cursed be Canaan, the son of Ham, a servant of servants, he shall be to his brothers." Again, it was Genesis 9, verse 18 to 25 from the Amplified Bible. So here's what's going on in tonight's text. Noah owned a vineyard, and he decided for whatever reason to have himself a little wine tasting party. Just him and one glass of wine, then two glasses of wine, then three glasses of wine, and what have you, until he was completely drunk, passed out naked in his tent. Now one of his sons, Ham, accidentally saw his father naked, and instead of respecting his father's privacy and covering him up with a sheet or blanket, a towel or something, instead of loving his father enough, even in his drunkenness, to cover him, because that's what love does. It covers. Love covers a multitude of sin. 1 Peter 4 and 8 NIV. Instead, what does Ham do? He runs and takes a private matter, one that he could have handled himself. To his father's shame, he takes it outside. "Excuse me, Ham, haven't you heard the old saying, what happens in the house stays in the house, or in this case, what happens in the tent stays in the tent?" I guess not, because he takes the news of his father's nakedness, his father's drunkenness, outside to his two brothers. And this might be the one time that spreading somebody else's business actually helped. From the commentary I read on tonight's text, it seems that Ham might have had something against his father and was glad to see him, a man who always appeared so perfect in a drunken state. He might have been glad to see him in a drunken state and actually took the news outside to gloat. But his brothers, Shem and Japheth, instinctively ran in the house. They hurried into the tent, grabbed a robe, threw it over their shoulders, and proceeded to walk backwards, not wanting to see their father's nakedness. Shem and Japheth covered their father's nakedness. They covered up the sin their father had fallen into, not wanting the man they knew to be confused with the man he was now in this temporary condition. Beloved, God knows you. He knows you're better than the situation you fell into last night, the situation you fell into last year, or just a few months ago. Why else would he give up Jesus on the cross as a sacrifice for the world? God so loved the world that he gave his one and only begotten Son, John 3:16. He loved the world, my little part of the world, your little part of the world, every nook and cranny of the world as a whole. Jesus became a sacrifice. Jesus became our covering. He became a covering for us. Like Noah, you may have been drunk last night. You may have been naked last night, and all your business got exposed to the outside world. Like Noah, you may have waked. You may just be waking up. Like Noah, you may just be waking up from a hangover, realizing what somebody like him did to you last night. The Bible says that when Noah woke up from his hangover, as the Message Bible calls it, and found out what his youngest son, Ham, had done to him, the Bible says he cursed him. Okay, so maybe you didn't put a curse on anyone like Noah did Ham. But who did you curse? Use profanity on this morning after what happened last night. Still, whatever you got yourself into last night. Still, whatever you got yourself into last night. Hear me. Whatever you got yourself into last night, Jesus paid the cover charge for it. Jesus paid the cover charge for it. No need to be ashamed. You can come to him. Now, this message may not be for everybody, but somebody needs to come to him because they, you know, you messed up last night, last week, last month, last year even, and you haven't got it straight yet. So it's not for everybody, but it's for somebody. Jesus paid the cover charge for it. No need to be ashamed. Whatever you've done, you can come to him. He paid the cover charge. He paid what was necessary for you to get into whatever you got into last night at the bar, at the club, at the restaurant, at the dinner up in that hotel room. Cover charge, tonight's message. He covered you while someone else was using you. He covered you while somebody else was using you. He covered you even while you were using yourself, making a fool out of yourself. In John 19:23 from the NIV, when the soldiers crucified Jesus, they took his clothes. When the soldiers crucified Jesus, they took his clothes, dividing them into four shares, one for each of them, which means Jesus hung on the cross naked, exposed, violated. With his body, he paid the price for any kind of sexual sin you would ever get into. He paid the price for any kind of sexual sin that you would ever get yourself into. You name it, he covered it. Jesus covered it. He is nothing at all like Noah's son, Ham. You need to know that, somebody. He's nothing at all like Noah's son, Ham, who in tonight's text left his father uncovered, exposed, vulnerable to whoever and whatever could have made his way into his father's tent while he was there naked, drunk, passed out, intoxicated, unable to help himself. But if anything, it was Jesus who showed up in the form of Noah's other two sons, Shem and Japheth, and covered their father. What's beautiful about tonight's foundational text is that through Noah, we see the truth about ourselves. Tonight, God is not only confronting those that need to repent and get things right. He's confronting us as a whole because through Noah, we see the truth of ourselves, that any of us at any given time could fall into sin and desperately need the grace of God, desperately need the unconditional love of God. Therefore, we have no room to be judgmental towards others because at any time, we could desperately need the grace of God for something that we've done, something that we said, desperately need the unconditional love of God to be restored back to our rightful place. Noah was saved, a righteous man, an obedient man who had obeyed God and built the ark, but who now found himself needing an ark, a place of safety, from the people who surely would gloat if they knew. nor now needed a place of safety from all the gossipers who would spread his business all over town, if they knew just how bad he had messed up the night before. Perhaps somebody listening live, or perhaps you're listening to the replay, and you can relate because you're worried about somebody like him accidentally finding out about last night, last week, last month, and deliberately taking it outside in the street. But just like him deliberately carried his father's business outside the house, outside the tent, and the minute he did, God sent Noah's other two sons, Shem and Japheth, to cover their father. Somebody, you need to know you are covered. No matter what happens or doesn't happen, you're covered. But God did not send the son into the world in order to judge. That's not why Jesus came. God did not send the father into the world to judge, to reject, to condemn, to pass sentence on the world. But that the world might find salvation. But that the world might find salvation and be made safe and sound through him. John 3:17. Amplified Classic Bible. See, we like to read John 3:16, but read the next verse. John 3:17. Amplified Classic Bible. You can find salvation tonight. Somebody, you can find salvation tonight. You can be made safe and sound through him tonight. That's the real reason. That's the real reason Jesus was sent into the world. He was sent into the world as a cover charge. He paid the price for what you got yourself into. That does not mean he paid the price and then gave you permission to do it. No, no, no. Let's get that straight. That doesn't mean he paid the price and then gave you permission to do it. No. But tonight he's giving you permission to get through it. But tonight he's giving you permission to get through it. You can get through it. Somebody, whatever you're going through tonight, you can get through it based on what he has already done for you on the cross. Oh, and let me tell you what else he's done for you on the cross. Just in case you didn't know, Jesus did this leading up to the cross. Just in case you didn't know. In Matthew 27:33-34 from the NIV, the Bible says, they came to a place called Golgotha, which means a place of the skull. There they offered Jesus wine to drink, mixed with gall. But after tasting it, he refused to drink it. They offered Jesus wine to drink, mixed with gall, but after tasting it, he refused to drink it. Somebody, Jesus has given you the power to refuse. Somebody, Jesus has given you the power to refuse. You don't have to get drunk like Noah did, or because that's what your daddy did, and alcoholism runs in your family. You do not have to get drunk like Noah did, or because that's what your daddy did, and alcoholism runs in your family. Like Jesus, you can't refuse to drink it. Like Jesus, you can't refuse to drink it. You can't refuse to swallow another pill or digest another drug. You can refuse to sleep with another person for the attention. You can refuse to sleep with another person for the attention. Not so much the affection, but you're afraid of losing their attention and being alone, so you do the things you do. That's right, you do the things you do. That's why you do the things you do. If you're honest, you would realize that that's why you do the things you do. In 1 John 4:17, NIV, it says, in this world, we are like him. In this world, right now, in this world, we are like him. So be like him. Be like Jesus and rise up in power despite what's going on with you and refuse to put that in your body. Refuse to do that to your body. Cover charge has been paid. Therefore, generational curses, strongholds, soul ties be broken tonight. Call somebody to find salvation tonight, to be set free, be made safe and sound tonight in you, Father. Open up the heart that is confused. Lift up the head that is ashamed. Cleanse that one that feels dirty and used. Deliver that one. Detox that one that is addicted. Remove the taste of alcohol, the taste, the urge, the craving for drugs from the system. Strengthen everybody who has fallen into sexual sin last night or some other type of sin last night. Help them, Father. Help them see you not as condemnation, but deliverance and forgiveness. Help them to hear your heart calling them and let them respond accordingly. But love, you do not have to be afraid of coming to the Lord. You do not have to be afraid of coming to the Lord. No, nor do you have to be ashamed. Nor do you have to be ashamed. Yes, you did what you did. Still, his grace is sufficient in your weakness. 2 Corinthians 12:9. Come to him like David and hear him. David said in Psalms 27:8, New Living Translation, my heart has heard you say, come and talk with me. And my heart responds, Lord, I'm coming. Father, forgive them, for they know not the consequences of what they do. Look upon that one that genuinely regrets their actions and help them to fully repent, to change, to do a complete 360 turnaround in attitude and behavior. In Jesus' name, amen. Because the cover charge has been paid. At this time, I'm going to open the phone lines. Is there anybody on the phone design prayer at this time? You can press 1, and I will be glad to pray with you on tonight. Once again, thank you, everybody, for taking the time to join me on tonight. If you desire prayer, just press 1 on your phone. Okay, as usual, I'm going to say this just in case somebody new is listening. Call, text, or email. If you need prayer or Bible-based consultation, you can call, text, or email. The email is prolificfire@gmail.com. Call or text 865-408-8690. Again, the email address is prolificfire@gmail.com. The phone number to call or text is 865-408-8690. For prayer or Bible-based consultation, I am here for you. You can find me on Twitter at Prolificfire. Send me a DM if you need to. On Instagram, send me a DM if you need to. And you can find me on Instagram at Prophetess Stacy. You can find me on Facebook at Prophetess Stacy. That's my personal page. And like the Prolificfire Ministry Facebook page as well. Everybody, and I do mean everybody under the sound of my voice, join my sister in ministry, Prophetess, pay for a time of prayer and encouragement. Join her this Friday and every Friday for Faith on the Line. Faith on the Line with Prophetess Pate. It begins this Friday, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. By calling the same number that many of you called tonight, you can call 347-426-3782, 347-426-3782. The phone line will be open to pray with you on that particular night, specifically if you have prayer needs that night. Also, join me back here on Prolificfire same night, same time and place when the message will be struggling to accept Jesus. If you know somebody to be saved and you know that they know God, that you've tried to get them to come to God, to come to Jesus, and they're still struggling, get them to the phone, get them to the internet next week, or perhaps just listen to the message yourself and then go back and get the link and pass it along to them. Help me save some souls. And I would appreciate you doing that. Help me spread the word. To God be the glory. With all that being said on tonight, I pray that each of you will have a blessed night. I will see you all hopefully on Friday with my sister, then back here on Monday. God bless. Good night.